General and U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower hailed from Abilene, Kansas. The First Lady-to-be hailed from here. That location is one of the few birthplaces of a First Lady that is preserved for history. And we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
General and U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower hailed from Abilene, Kansas. The First Lady-to-be hailed from here.
Amy Eisenhower was born in Boone, and she lived here very briefly, but her connections to Boone were very deep and strong. Her mother's family, the Carlsons, had a flour milling company, and her father's side of her family had a meatpacking company.
Mara McKay shares the story from Boone, Iowa. Mamie was born here in 1896.
After Boone, they moved to Cedar Rapids, and they would take a train back to see their family and go to church and play cards or do many of the things that they enjoyed doing.
Mamie and Dwight met in San Antonio, Texas in 1915 while he was stationed at Fort Sam Houston.
They had a courtship that finally was kind of pushed on by Mamie's father, who said, if you let this one go, he's not coming back around, and he was endeared by their family.
Mamie's family saw Dwight to be a very able husband and leader. Yet the two came from backgrounds that perhaps seemed very different.
She came from a well-to-do family. The Dowds and the Carlsons had quite a lot of money, and Ike's family was on the opposite end of the spectrum. In the stories that I've read, Mamie's family was that of the girls and the wealth, and his was of the rough-cut boy family.
This town and Mamie's family here remained dear to her, even after her marriage and time away. In fact, she had an uncle who was an important part of her life and who the couple surprised with an amazing gift. That's next time as we travel the countryside. Boone, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.